nonsense. Before we begin this Scaredly Clown Show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, it's me, Pinkfoot, along with Johnny. Tonight we're taking it back to more chill time type of episode, broadcast, where we're talking about our favorite holiday specials. Johnny, why don't you start?
What was my number one?
Yes.
Christmas Story, yes. Hands down,
and
Christmas Story.
That's definitely one where it definitely...
That movie has so many different good quotes.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely one where they do have some really cool moments in the movie too.
Yeah.
Granted, there's some that could be questionable, but
that's what I love about it. That's what I love about the movies. Like, sure, it's warm and fuzzy, but yet at the same time, everything goes completely wrong, and I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And that's what makes the holiday season.
And on Christmas, they play that 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours a day.
Yeah. My number one has to be National Lampoon's, which has some great moments in it, especially the unedited one as well.
Yeah.
Totally makes for a great movie to watch with your family and friends, which is awesome.
Yeah, I also love that movie, Christmas Vacation. It always
yeah.
makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm. So.
Whoops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoop.
So,
sorry about that.
It's okay. I have to
say,
the muffins.
I heard a beep,
yeah.
like.
Uh-huh.
Heard a beep on my phone, like.
Oh, no. Muppet's Christmas Carol is also another good one.
Oh.
Especially
it's a that's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember watching it on. I'm going to sound a little old here, but I remember watching it when it was on a VHS tape.
Mm-hmm. And now it could be found on Disney Plus as well as Blu-ray and DVD. So, look at how far time has come.
For you younger people, a VHS was like a cassette you put in your player.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the quality was terrible, but it was nostalgic at the same time.
Oh, yeah. So... it's definitely one where you just remember, too.
Yeah.
And it's one where families come together.
It's like way back in the 90s, originally seeing it.
Mm-hmm. So.
So, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. How about a Charlie? How can you forget a Charlie Brown Christmas as well?
Oh, yeah. Another classic, another staple during the holiday season and Christmas season. It's definitely a staple. And also the Santa Claus has been another staple as well. It within people's with
I remember seeing that when it came out too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, I'm kind of going off the list here, but
I know.
I thought of one. I thought of one.
Mm-hmm.
How can we forget Jingle All the Way?
Oh yeah.
Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a good one that we see every year.
But not the second one, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
They were all trying to find Turbo Man.
Mm-hmm. What about Garfield? What about Frosty the Snowman? That's another good special.
Oh, yeah.
That's another special that we really don't see often being played on TV anymore.
Yeah, where is Frosty the Snowman and Frosty Returns?
I know. As well as, do they play here with our Santa Claus? Freeform is supposed to play.
I don't know if that still on Freeform, and they moved out to AMC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, AMC is having their own Christmas thing as well.
Oh, wow.
Jack, I guess to compete with 25 Days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. Oh, we can't forget how The Simpsons always does it right with Christmas.
Yeah.
And funny enough, Freeform's doing a Simpsons Christmas-a-thon.
Yeah, Freeform's doing a
Simpsons Christmas Thon.
Mm-hmm.
FXX this year, they're doing a plus-sized holiday marathon.
Oh, wow. Oh,
all 662 episodes.
Wow. I'm currently looking. Frosty the Snowman will be playing on Freeform, as well as some of the things we're listing. Not all, but some.
Yeah.
We can't forget about Santa Claus is coming to town either, which has not shown up on anyone's not shown up on TV as of yet. Another classic.
Yep. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Another one of my favorites.
Okay.
Another one that I consider a favorite special is Garfield's Christmas. One of the Garfield Christmas specials as well. They used to have a TV show or something. Like, very old school.
I remember Garfield and Friends, like the original.
Mm-hmm.
The late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's my jam, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So, it's like, what else is on your top 10 list, Johnny?
Oh, how the Grinch Stole Christmas, the original 1966 TV special.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What about Miracle on 34th Street as well? I mean, that's one that's always,
yeah,
that's a classic.
Which, by the way, let me just Google this real quick here. Which, by the way,
mm-hmm,
original release date, May 2nd,
1947. Oh, wow.
I think they moved it to that date to actually increase ticket sales.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's a little fun fact for you.
Yeah.
A Christmas movie that came out in May. There you go.
Right, yeah.
And it holds up to the test of time.
Yeah. Did we miss any?
Try to think. Home Alone 2.
Oh, yes. That's both on our list, so.
But not 3, 4, and 5. That's just made for TV garbo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which sequels could kind of become a very,
when they start changing everything.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're almost out of time.
Yeah, I think so too.
And for us, we will be on a short break due to the holiday season, and
we're going on vacation.
Yes. So, yeah, stay tuned. We have some content up that will be popping up. And we'll be back.
We're going to have some stuff for you.
Yeah, start of the new year. So, definitely enjoy your holidays. Enjoy the winter weather if you enjoy it. And stay warm.
Oh, I will definitely stay warm.
And on that note, bye.
Right.